Good morning, goeiemôre. Kom ons maak ons oë toe. Lord Jesus, you are beautiful. And as the song sings, replace that fire that once burned so much for you, that first love. And this is what I really pray this morning, that somehow our hearts will be gripped by you, who you are, your desire for us as your children and as your bride. And I really pray for an amazing grace that we will have this heart to respond. So please reveal yourself to us in a special way. Stir our hearts, convict us, and give us grace. We need it. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to be looking at one aspect of God alone. And I know often we've been looking at how to disciple, how we can respond as a believer, how can we be a faithful servant, but just for a moment, we want to stop and just look at him, who he is, and make sure that we come to a point that that is enough, and out of that place, possibly and hopefully respond. And so we're going to be looking at just one aspect of who God is. Now, him in his fullness is too much for us, so we've got to take it little bit by little bit, and hopefully in the midst of that, we can find out who is he. How can I get to know him better in this way? And if I had to ask you, if a random person with no cooking clue, no church background, no religious understanding whatsoever had to come to you and ask, who is God? What would you say? Now, obviously, it's too much. But there in the Old Testament, there was a bunch of guys that loved the Lord, and over, there's this thread that went through that they explain God in this way. And we're going to be looking at that scripture, but in that scripture, we're going to be looking at just one small aspect of what they said about this God. And God also said it about himself. So somewhere in that, I'm looking and I'm thinking, sure, if this is something that I can say about my God, then if someone had to ask me randomly and no cooking clue, and I could say, this is what I know. This is what I see. This is who he is. But before I do that, I want to find out, can all the mothers, kan al die mamas asseblief opstaan gou, net so vinnig. Now, if I had to ask you, or if you had one desire for your children, your ultimate desire for your child, wat sal dit wees? Miskien iemand kan so net, nie almal nie. But what would be that one desire for your child? What would it be? To love God. Anything else? To know who he is in God. Okay. Nog ietsie? Two? To achieve God's plan for their life. Nog ietsie? Last enetjie. So, you can sit down, mamas. I went and I read a lot about what is mother's desires for children. And there's a bunch of things. There's this massive list. You know, many said successful marriage, good career, living in a safe place, relationship with the Lord, all these amazing things. But at the end of it all added up to basically one thing, is that my child will be okay. Yes, relationship with the Lord, he will be okay. Yes, a safe place. He or she will be okay. And there's this beautiful desire, tender heart, comfort, reality that a mother has for their children. And at the end of the day, it's kind of like, yes, I just want them to be okay. Now, in our house anyways, I've got all the plans, the solutions, the discipline, the this, the that. And if Noah or Ben Lucas is doing something they shouldn't be doing, or it's, you know, I've got the way, and it must just work, and it just needs to be fixed, and it needs to be this. And Lisa says, net rustig. Man, dis nie so ergie. Hulle moet net okay wees. And she's got this tender softness that I don't have. And you might be wondering, what, you know, Mother's Day, Brett, jy is heeltemal die mekaar, Mother's Day was, hy was die tyd. But we're going to be looking at something of God. And we see it in Scripture over and over and over. And remember, it is just an aspect of his heart. I'm not saying that he is a mother God or this or that, but he's described himself in so many ways as a friend, as a father. And in these ways, we kind of get a glimpse of his heart. And that's what we want to do this morning. We just want a subtle glimpse of who he is. And so we're going to be looking a little bit at mamas, and then we're going to be looking at a scripture and why I say this. But before I do that, I wanna find out a mama heart. I want to hear it. I think, Rolien, jy het al gesê, nou ek het sommer jou naam genoem hoor, en hy het nie 'n keuse nie. Jy moet nou kom deel as dit reg is. Maar if there's anyone, a mama, nee, that has got a story to share of how you felt about your child in a certain situation, where you saw your child and, you know, your heart was gripped, or you were full of joy, or you responded in this way as a result of just seeing your child doing whatever it is, whether it was a good thing, a bad thing, an ugly thing, or a wonderful thing.
Môre almal. Ek het twee goed wat ek graag vir my kinders wil hê. Nommer 1, ek wil hulle wegsteek van die wêreld af. En nommer 2 is ek wil hulle altyd by my hou. En hulle wil juis in die wêreld ingaan en hulle wil nie altyd by my wees nie. Maar dit is okay. Ek bly lief vir hulle. Ek wil hierdie kort storieetjie vertel. Ek moet die kinders altyd in die bed sit. Hulle kan nie gaan slaap as hulle pa hulle in die bed sit nie. So ek moet hulle in die bed sit en nag sê en die lig afsit. En een aand, toe sê ek nou so 'n bietjie lui en ek dink ek gaan net vinnig die lig afsit en dan gaan ek gou vir Eben soen en dan uit en dan hoef ek nie twee keer te loop met die lig afsit te ry nie. En toe ek nou by sy bed kom, toe sê hy vir my: "Nee, sit aan die lig. Ek wil jou gesig sien." En toe dit my hart eintlik so gevang dat as jy die Here se gesig soek, hy hou daarvan. En hy wil hê ons moet hom soek.
Dankie. Is daar nog iemand? While I've been gripped by this, I asked the Lord, "Lord, if there's no one you can come up, but I've got this also short story of a mother's reaction to a child's action." And Ben Lucas, our youngest boy, he's got this thing of waking up 5:30 in the morning, sometimes earlier, and he's awake, he's ready for action. And Lisa, and he's not sleeping through at the moment, he's very busy, super active. But Lisa will stand up, she's broken tired, say, "Is nie lus vir niks nie." En nou die mannetjie staan op, so 5:30, en hy's reg vir die wêreld. And I'm also tired and I'm also broken, but he comes in the room and he climbs into the bed and he snuggles there. And he's got this thing that he takes Lisa's face and he pushes it against his own face. And you can see before he comes into the bed, Lisa's, "Oh, kan hy nie net so 'n bietjie slaapie? Glad nie lus vir hierdie dag nie, nie lus vir die besigheid nie." But there's something that happens when he climbs in the bed and he snuggles and hy maak hierdie gelykie, en hy vat daai gesiggie en hulle druk te mekaar. And then, yeah, it's beautiful to see him do that, but what is for me more beautiful is to see her face in the midst of that. Is to see her reaction towards that. Regardless of how she feels, everything is just, dis mooi. And there was another situation. There's a lady, she's at the back there. She's just recently had a child, and we drive together, and she's with the baby. And obviously, it's the cutest thing to see a child react and giggle and laugh at the mother. But I've been noticing recently, I've been more looking at the mothers than I have been looking at the children. Normally, I kyk na die kinders, en is so mooi oulik hoe hulle giggle en hoe hulle respond. But there's this beautiful look in a mother's face when that child responds to her. This beautiful, soft, tender joy, full of, yeah, it's pretty. And I must be honest, at the moment, one of the most prettiest things for me is a mother's reaction to a child's action. But the opposite is also true. Noah had a birthday party recently, and my mannetjie is bederfd, and I glad die dank, I mooi seentjie, my doesn't show thankfulness very well. And yes, en die mama maak moeite hoor. Hierdie kant, daai kant, alles is in plek. Sy is oral, die koek, die dit, die daai. And she climbed into that bed that evening, said, "Yes, but Noah didn't even say thank you. He didn't even look at me. He didn't this or that." And that just that she knows that she loves him and that he loves her, and it's, but there was just that something, that action or her reaction to his action. And it's one of the most beautiful things for me. So what we're going to get to now, and we're going to read the scripture, but there's something in this that God is saying over and over through the word. And we just want to stand still and just have a glimpse of who he is.
Ek het eintlik vir Brett gesê ek het niks om te sê vir oggend nie. Maar ja, so my seentjie gaan nou in Woesterskool. So ons ry elke oggend 6:30 ry ons Woester toe. En ek weet nie of julle weet hoe lank is 40 km as jy 'n kind in jou ore het wat heeltyd vir jou sê hy wil die skool toe gaan nie. Dit is bitterlik lank. So elke oggend is met trane en met beklei gaan ons skool toe. En hy is baie vies vir my, hy waai nie vir my, as hy by die hekke instap, hy is baie, baie vies. Maar wat vir my mooi is, is in die middag, as ek hom gaan haal, hy is deur aan die kant, dan skree vir sy juffrou, daar is my mama, en dan hardloop hy, dan is die kwaad is weg, en die ek is nie meer lief vir jou, die is weg, en hy is net blij om my te sien, en dan was het baie lekker by die skool. En ek dink die Here, ons doen dinge verkeerd en hy is dalk hartseer. Maar wanneer ons besef ons doen dinge verkeerd en ons draai om en ons hart loop na hom toe, dan is hy ook bly, dan is sy arms ook oop.
Dankie. So a mother's reaction to a child's action, it's one of the most prettiest things for me. And the scripture that we're going to quickly dive into is in Exodus 34, verse 5 and 6. Exodus 34. But do yourself a favor and go read Exodus 33 and 34. It's probably one of the most beautiful scriptures of this guy, Moses, who is just in this amazing place where he's seeing God. He's hearing from him. They talk about he's sitting with God face to face and speaking as a friend. And so Moses had this beautiful, intimate relationship with God. And it's also that part just before we ask God, please just show me your glory. Please show me your glory. And God didn't show him this new, amazing angels worshiping and singing. He didn't show him this business plan that's going to bring glory to God. He didn't show him this people that was doing all sorts of things. God showed just a glimpse of who he was. Even though it was his back, but just a glimpse of who he was. That was enough. But in Exodus 34, 5 to 6, this is something that the Lord said, but we see it throughout the word. When someone tried to describe who God is, they often used this. But this was the one where the Lord said it to Moses himself. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and stood there with him and proclaimed his name, the Lord. He passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, the Lord, the compassionate, gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion and sin. And we see this throughout Nehemiah, throughout the Psalms, Jonah said it, Nahum, Joel, and the list goes on. They constantly used this, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love, or in other translations saying loyal in love and in faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. So we are going to stop at just one aspect of this, and that is compassion. Compassion. And not in how we can be compassionate, but just how it was used to describe who God was. And I came across something that was beautiful for me. It was a first. That word compassion, when describing God, nou ek weet Engels is op 'n Sondagoggend is baie, maar nou ek gaan 'n bietjie Hebrew ingooi, hoor. Compassion, when used to describe God in this way, comes from the Hebrew word racham. And racham, that word was actually derived or is basically the same meaning as rachem, which is mother's womb or a womb. So when they were talking about compassion, this God who is compassionate, there was actually this connection, or they were trying to paint this picture, it's like the mother's womb. And that intimate relationship, that bond, that beautiful motherly bond that they have with the child as a result of growing a human being in themselves, which is crazy. And so that beautiful compassion, that's what he's talking about. This beautiful, tender, loving mother, something that I don't have as a father. Yes, there's love. Yes, there's all of that. But there's something that a mother has with a child that a man does not have. And there's this mother design that God has put together. And over throughout the word, he was trying to explain to his people, this is how I feel towards you. This infant little baby that comes out of the womb that is completely useless without his or her mother. And obviously that bond as a result. And so this is the picture that he was painting, this deep connection. And it's absolutely beautiful. And so when I think of a mother, I think of a few words. I think of tender. I think of compassion, obviously. I think of comfort. And I think of a lot of grace. Lots of grace, giving grace. So I don't know how it is in your house, but again, in my house, yeah, my wife lets things slide. Just, it's okay, Brett. This is so erg nie. Moet nie so hectic wees, sê sy. Hou op so hectic wees. Man, dit moet man nou, ons moet nou die probleme dress. And she said, ach man, dis nie so erg nie. And there's so much grace for our children in our house as a result of her. Otherwise, it's man net, die kant, left, right, and center. And God is choosing to describe himself, one aspect anyways, of himself by using a mother. And in Isaiah 66 verse 13, he said, as a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. And you will be comfort over Jerusalem. Isaiah 60, that wasn't my preparations, they've got it, yellow smart word. Isaiah 66, verse 13. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. And you will be comforted over Jerusalem. And again, he says in Isaiah 49, verse 15, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on a child she has born? Though she may forget in this world, yeah, I will never forget you. And so we just want to be looking at this one aspect. In Matthew 23, he's also talking about being like a hen that's got these little chicks. And I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's my baie oulik. Andries sal nou weet, hy is my het baie hoenders. But a friend told me a story about a tarantaal, a guinea fowl. He was riding on his bike. And it's this picture that I'm seeing of God also. He was riding on his bike and he's mountain biking through the single track. And he came through this area and the officer klomp tarantale, a lot of them. Ach, en gewoonlik, jy ry so al verby, you go past. Maar there was a mother hen there. I don't know what you call a mother in hen, maar anyways, a hen. And she had this bunch of little chicks. And obviously she said so of vlerke agter, chicks were here in the... And he looked at this and he said, ach, that's beautiful. And he went on. And all of a sudden he kind of felt something here behind him. And he looked back and this tarantaal was swooping and grabbed his back while he was on the bike. And it's just that instinct that a mother has. That this is how I see God in so many aspects. This beautiful, I've got you. I want you. But I'm also going to protect you. And luister, daai mannetjie, ons het nou gery hierbo en hy ry en hy sien die tarantaal, maar hy he's developed a new respect for a mother tarantaal. And something of that, but this is what God is saying over and over through his word. Matthew 23, he talks about being a hen, and he wants to protect his chicks. I was moved by this, to be honest with you, because I've been seeing and having a glimpse of God's character, this tender softness, who he is. And I was convicted as a result of a really practical situation with myself and my mom. Now, my mom's in New Zealand, and I must be honest, we don't have much of a relationship. We love each other. I know her. It's not a bad relationship, But I must be honest, I make very little effort to engage with her, to chat with her, to find out how it's going with her, to see what's happening in her heart. And I don't know if it's a boy thing or a man thing, or I'm not sure, but I make so little effort. And as I was reading this and thinking about a mother, looking at my wife, looking at mothers, thinking about my own mother, I can't deny that throughout I've seen her tenderness towards me, her desire just to make sure everything's okay, her desire to see the very best, her desire to see that plan fulfilled, her desire, and although she doesn't always get it right, she's a worldly mother, but that motive, that desire, that heart is always there of, I just wanted to be okay with you. And that hasn't changed. That's still the same. I see it over and over. But the problem is that I have made zero effort as a son. And I need to contact her and say, sure, I'm sorry. But I see my responsibility in this also. You know, if I look at this hen and the chicks and that tarantal, yes, she's doing what she's doing. And she's going to do it all the time. But if that little chick decides, nee wat, ek gee pat hierso, exposed. And so often we're seeing God's children exposed as a result of not just drawing close, being a son that makes effort, coming to the place where we realize that mother's face, that beautiful face of, Lord, I see you. I see your reaction to my action. And I must be honest, where I'm at the moment is, I've been walking with God for quite some time, but it's so easy to walk with God or to say that I walk with God, to use all the right terminology, to do all the right actions, but where am I actually in my heart with this God of mine? This tender, beautiful, loving God that's saying, I just want to be with you. I just want it to be okay with you. And yes, there's a bunch of things that we need to do as a child of God, but ultimately, all that I really desire is just to be with you. There's one thing that Lisa says over and over, and I'm bringing her by. I'm into the picture a lot because it's my framework of a mother. She just doesn't want the children to grow up. Ek dink baie mama sê dit. Want die wêreld daar buite is maar gevaarlik, dis dangerous, dis. En hierdie mama lyf, hierdie lyfietjie wat so al, dit is net so lekker. And I hear constantly over and over, yes, you just mustn't go. When she thinks about myself and my brother being so far away from our mother, it's like, if that had to happen to her, sy sal breek. And so over and over, I'm hearing God's heart, how he feels towards us as his people. And it's so easy to sit here and have the right words and to do the right things, but where is my heart with God at the moment? Where am I at? Am I that chick standing behind that wing and making sure that I'm as close as possible and I'm feeling the warmth of my hen, my mother? Where whatever responds, whatever results out of that place, where I'm experiencing him fully in my capacity, am I there? Am I experiencing that tender comfort, mother love, when you see him and you shout out, but that's my God. Just as a mother would come to the school and see the child and he's so excited. Do we have that excitement for our God? Where are we at in our heart when it comes to, do I love him? Do I know him? Or am I in a place of just operating? Because I'm there, to be honest with you. It's easy just to operate. It's easy to be in a relationship with God and just to operate, where that becomes so normal, that tender look into his face and say, sure, you are good. Where am I just going and just going and just going and doing all the right things and saying all the right things, but not having that tenderness within my heart that a child would have towards a mother and a mother towards a child. And so this word compassion is that deep connection, and we need to understand it from his heart, not from our what can I get, but he's standing there and he's saying, this is how I feel towards you. And I know this world is demakar, where there's so many children being taken away from mothers and mothers giving up children. That's not the painter that I'm picturing. That's not the picture that I'm painting. It's this desire of, I don't want you to be taken away from me. And now, can you imagine, mothers, if you had to have your child and that beautiful, whatever it is that you have for that child, and all of a sudden, he or she is taken away from you. Or he grows up, and he's out of that tender, loving care from your breast, and he's becoming a young teenager, and he decides, cheers, Ma. Ek wil niks met jou te doen nie. This is what our Lord is going through often, I believe, as a result of his children just not making effort. Not making effort to be with him. As I not making effort to be with or to engage and to get to know my mom. To make effort with our relationship. And he and the reality is, and he's standing there and saying, it's okay, I'll always be there. I will never stop loving you. I will always be there, regardless of the challenges, regardless of where you're at, regardless how I feel towards you, I will be there for you. And that's what I see in a mother. It's an always thing. 24 hours, there was this advert of, they had this interview with this people, and they said, I'm going to give you a job. And it's 24 hours all the time. You're not going to get paid. It's all the time. And I said, no, that's ridiculous. What kind of a job is that? And he said, it's the job of a mother. And so it's not a Mother's Day message. It's a glimpse that I have had again recently of this God that I've been walking with. And it's something that I needed, because life is busy. Life is all the time. Life has got a lot of stuff. And even in church life, we've got a bunch of responsibilities, things that we know we need to do as a believer, and this discipleship and that and this, and which is all good. But sometimes, somewhere, we need to stop and say, Lord, who are you? Do I know you? Do I experience this tenderness that you are talking about in your word here? Compassionate, gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining meaning all the time, making sure it is there all the time, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellious and sin. And so this is how many that loved the Lord described him. David, this guy that had a beautiful relationship with him, went through challenges. They said, this is my God. Compassionate. And when he was speaking about that womb, rechem, that tender, loving, intimate desire. And so I've got this song that I want to play, and we all have probably heard it. It's called The Blessing. But actually, if you sing the song, it's actually coming from a place where you're singing it for someone else. It's you are praying it over, whether it's someone else, but it's definitely not, please, Lord, give me, and here I am, and I want, and please give me. It is, bless them. Give them. Shine your face upon them. And I want to play the song just as an opportunity for us just to stand and stop. And to be honest with you, if I'm in a place where I really need the body to sing and pray this for me. Because I'm in a routine and a rut where I get into a place where, yeah, I know who he is. I'm walking with him, but I long for him. There's something that's saying, yeah, but there must be so much more. There is something more, and it's not what I can do or what I can get. It is, who is he? And somehow I need that, and I long for that. And I want to create an opportunity for us just to respond. And if you feel that maybe I am a believer, I am there, but I just I feel distant. I'm that son, that pathetic son that hasn't been making any effort with my mother, with my God. And yeah, I know and I see his desire, but as a son, I'm doing nothing. I'm making no effort. I'm just doing the norm, just going on. And maybe to stand, all of us can stand, but maybe if you feel that way, then let us come to the front where the rest of the body can sing this over us. They can say, "Shall we bless you? Let the Lord's face shine upon you so that you will experience him again the way that you should. As a young believer, as a believer that is walking with him, as an old believer, whatever it may be, so that that womb connection, that reality that we desire and that he desires can be real." So if it's on your heart, so there's this something that I'm seeing, and it's just, you know, his reaction to our action, what we are saying, how we are coming to him. And we're going to play the song, and if you feel that you are there and the body needs to sing this over you, then come to the front, stand and worship with the body, but allow the church, allow the body to sing this over you.
dear children, may his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you, he is with you in the morning, in the evening, and you're coming and you're going and you're weeping and rejoicing. He is for you, he is for you. May his presence.